You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to go to your phone calls now. Simon from Florida has called in with a classic Simon scoop. This is the thing. I get messages from Simon like this. There's a hidden sentence in a 31-page doc signed by Russian and Chinese PM on Wednesday. And then a bunch of links in Russian and Chinese I have to study. This is the type of deep research Simon does to uncover stuff that's missed by everybody else. And we so appreciate him bringing us this information and putting in the hard work it takes to uncover this sort of stuff. Tell us what you've found, Simon. Translate for us what is going on between Russia and China and what you've uncovered in this hidden sentence in this 31-page document. Lay it out for us, Simon.
So to put it very quickly in context, Harrison, and it's a pleasure to be with you once again. Thank you for giving the time to break the story with you on InfoWars, because it really is very significant. So there have been many annual meetings between the premier of China, not the president, the premier, and the Russian prime minister, not the president, over the years. And on Wednesday, they held the 29th annual China-Russia Heads of Government meeting in Moscow. And these are basically the guys who get sent to implement the agreement that Putin and Xi have done in huge summits with loads of publicity. This is where the real work occurs. So they did opening remarks, which were widely covered by the media. And then they announced that they were going to be signing a whole load of bilateral agreements, which are detailed in a 31-page joint communique, which both of them signed on this occasion. So eventually the transcripts got published of their opening remarks in Russian. And towards the bottom of that page, there was a PDF with a hyperlink that didn't work. But if you actually clicked on the PDF symbol, that bizarrely did work and took you to the underlying 31-page document. If you took that and put the link for that into Yandex Russian to English translation, all 31 pages, it would spit out a translation that's a bit rough and ready. So I started reading through all of that, and here's the real blockbuster paragraph. Okay, now, halfway through, you're going to want to interrupt me. Just hesitate for a moment, and then you can ask me the zillion questions that will pop into your head. Okay?
Sure. Yeah, and we're going to go to break in about a minute 30, but we'll hold you over, because I got to put all this in context with other stories that have come out recently. So I'm already thinking I want to interrupt you, Simon. So what is this paragraph? And I'll hold my piece.
The paragraph very quickly is, to deepen the partnership in the field of peaceful nuclear energy based on the experience of successful implementation of the Tian-1 nuclear power plant and the Zhudapu nuclear power plant project. And to, this is the real kisser here, and to intensify cooperation in the field of thermonuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Nuclear fusion, fast neutron reactors, and the closed nuclear fuel cycle. Develop comprehensive cooperation based upon the principles of mutual benefit and balance of interest in the form of package agreements in the field of initial stages of nuclear fuel cycles and the joint construction of nuclear power plants. End paragraph.
Yeah. Very interesting. I know exactly what you're going to say, right? The implication is if they're intensifying cooperation with thermonuclear weapons, that means the cooperation is already happening and now it's going to accelerate. And I have so many stories from this week that contribute exactly to what you're saying, whether it's the building of nuclear power plants by China, new, you know, $20+ billion program there, or flights over Alaska carried out by nuclear-capable bombers of China flying out of a Russian base. I'm going to give you the context of this. We're going to break it down fully with Simon on the other side. Stay with us.
Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, 1 million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. But at the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of The American Journal is on. We're going out to your phone calls, starting with a special phone call from Simon from Florida, who has done the deep research to uncover the important little phrases, a 31-page document published in this joint meeting by Russia and China. And, you know, deep down there on page 17 is this paragraph. To deepen the partnership in the field of peaceful nuclear energy based on the experience of successful implementation of the Taiwan nuclear power plant and Zhadapu NPP projects, and to intensify cooperation in the field of thermonuclear weapons, P-17 nuclear fusion, fast neutron reactors, and the closed nuclear fuel cycle, develop comprehensive cooperation based on the principles of mutual benefit and balance of interest in the form of package agreements in the field of the initial stage of the nuclear fuel cycle and joint construction of nuclear plants. And again, the key sentence fragment there is, and to intensify cooperation in the field of thermonuclear weapons. Now, Simon, I want to get your elaboration on this, but before I do, let me just point to a few news stories from the last week or so. First of all, you have this from the 20th of August. China seeks to heat up economy with $28 billion nuclear power investment in 11 reactors. China approved 5 new nuclear power projects and have 6 more on the way. And then you have this, which I think is probably the most important story when talking about, you know, how it relates to what we're discussing, Simon. NORAD intercepts Russian and Chinese bombers operating together near Alaska in first such flight. So this was July 25th, so nearly a month ago. And I mentioned this, but I haven't really given it the attention it deserves, because what this is a Chinese nuclear-capable bomber escorted by Russian fighters flying out of Russia's, I believe, northernmost naval plant. And for this to have happened, it means that China and Russia have been cooperating together for months at least, like in order to coordinate and collaborate at this level. And in doing so, they went farther inland into American airspace and you know, harassing Alaska. They had to be chased out of American airspace by American fighters, a nuclear capable Chinese plane flying out of a Russian base with Russian fighter jet escorts. Doing a quick little taunt at the American Air Force. North American Aerospace Defense Command intercepted 2 Russian and 2 Chinese bombers flying near Alaska Wednesday in what the U.S. defense official said was the first time the two countries have been intercepted while operating together. Here's the really interesting part to all of this. Russia, at one point, was a part of the they're called the Pac-Rim games, I think. Or they're not games, but giant military exercises that all of NATO participates in. Russia was allowed to observe that, and China under Obama was allowed to observe that. So they actually have the battle plans of America and NATO in the Pacific. They know exactly how they react, what the lines of communication are, what the procedures are. They were actually involved in the RIMPAC exercise several years ago. So again, just sort of representing the either ineptitude or deliberate being a traitor of the Obama administration, who originally allowed Russia and China to observe these exercises and see firsthand what our military response would be to this type of provocation. So they have the upper hand on that. and they both flew out of this base in Russia up near Alaska. Video released by the Russian Defense Ministry showed the bombers flying together, as well as the intercept by U.S. and Canadian aircraft. Asked on Thursday if the interception was an example of Russia and China testing the U.S. in wake of President Joe Biden's decision to pull out of the 2024 race, Lloyd Austin said, "They're always testing us." And of course they are. But this is a major, major escalation towards nuclear war that comes, you know, perfectly in line with all the other escalations to nuclear war. However, another interesting occurrence, this was about a month ago that they flew out of this base. And then lo and behold, about a week ago, Shivalik volcano erupts in Russia after powerful magnitude 7.0 earthquake. And this just happens to be a volcano and a massive earthquake hitting at this naval base that they flew out of. A volcano near a major naval base on Russia's eastern coast erupted Sunday after a powerful magnitude 7 earthquake struck the Pacific about 63 miles away. It briefly triggered a code red warning for aircraft. This volcano spewed an ash column high in the air, but, you know, again, knowing what we do about the weapon systems available to the New World Order and the ability to create things like earthquakes, it's a little bit suspicious that following the sortie out of this naval base, that it is suddenly hit with a 7.0 earthquake out of nowhere. A little bit odd there. Biden, of course, this week it was revealed he approved secret nuclear strategy refocusing on the Chinese threat. Classified document approved in March, the president ordered U.S. forces to prepare for possible coordinated nuclear confrontations with Russia, China, and North Korea. And of course, more and more with every day that passes, the alliance between Russia, China, and Iran squaring off against Israel, NATO, and the U.S., both of these alliances are being hardened and being driven farther away from each other diplomatically and more towards war. So, Simon, that's just some of the background that people might not be aware of. Flying nuclear-capable sorties, earthquakes just outside of the naval base that they launched from, Biden issuing this memo to reorient the nuclear defenses of America to focus on China, in particular China and Russia's collaboration. And then we have what you have now presented, which seems to be an admission that China and Russia are already working together in some capacity on building thermonuclear weapons. So the floor is yours, Simon. What else do you understand from this document and this meeting between Russia and China?
So, Harrison, your context is most excellent and entirely correct. And the significance that Lloyd Austin downplayed was that it was a flight of Chinese H-6 nuclear bombers flying alongside a flight of Russian Tupolev 95 nuclear bombers from a Russian airbase. So that was a first. The joint exercise of their nuclear bombers was a first. They then flew across the Bering Strait and entered the Alaska air defense identification zones. They didn't technically go into American airspace, but they crossed the kind of imaginary line where F-16s get scrambled and they fly up to figure out who exactly that big blip is on the radar screen.
Right.
It was a shock, and it was a first. It was many firsts, and I think it's the first time that Chinese nuclear bombers have actually been escorted not by Chinese fighter aircraft, but by Russian fighter aircraft. So this is all contrary to the pretense that Russia and China don't technically have a military alliance. But as Xi repeatedly says, their friendship goes beyond the bounds of traditional alliances. Now, in that context, in the Chinese account of this document, and none of them, bizarrely, were linking to the actual document itself, which they normally do when it's something they want to boast about, they described it as so significant that the diplomatic relationship that pre-exists between Russia and China, which is the highest of, believe it or not, 16 different rankings of Chinese diplomatic relations with other different countries around the world. That was previously called the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership of Coordination in the New Era, which is a phrase that obviously you and I have talked about on many occasions that Xi often refers to in the new era. Mm. And so that got the premier status of all of their diplomatic relations with every other country in the world, right? And the Chinese are saying, no, this document takes us beyond that. We're going to have to invent a new name. Mm. This is how close our relationship is becoming as of Wednesday, all right? And your point is well made there by doing the word analysis of these 10 words that form part of a sentence on the last sentence of page 17 of this 31-page document that I'm guessing not many people have read so far in Chinese or Russian. Right?
That's why we need you, Simon. We don't even know these things exist, let alone reading them.
Yeah. No, but, you know, everyone has their little niche in life. Mine is to be Prince of the Obscure, and I'm quite comfortable in that.
Yes, and Prince of the Obscure. That'd so be a I'm good not, Twitter name for you.
Yes, possibly. I might have to change that. And in this document, they also talk about the Northern Sea Route. Now, that goes through the very same waterway that these nuclear planes flew over last month, which is basically going from Vladivostok all the way around the northern edge in the Arctic Circle of Russia to Murmansk, where they have all their nuclear stuff. Okay? And so this document talks about developing that transportation route with the Chinese. But the other big news is they talk about joint construction of Arctic-rated vessels. Mm-hmm. Now, that's been a huge issue for the U.S. Navy because they desperately need nuclear-powered, what they call ultra-class icebreakers, in order to guard the northern flank of NORTHCOM, which is that huge higgledy-piggledy borderline of Canada, on the other side of the Arctic region, which is the short route for Russian missiles to fly from Russia to America or from American missiles to fly from America to Russia. It's over the North Pole. Right. So particularly now that that region is ice-free during the summer, it's becoming extremely highly competed over. Now, Russia, like America, is having problems building these ice-resistant, you know, super-strengthened hull ships at anything like the rate that they want. But this agreement appears to indicate that they're going to outsource that ship construction with the technology that's not only being transferred for nuclear weapons, but for nuclear power plants, now for nuclear-powered ice-rated ship construction. And the Chinese, as we've seen, they're putting ships out like a new Navy ship or an aircraft carrier or submarine like every month, right. Whereas America's got a massive backlog just on submarine construction, let alone anything else. And that's largely a factor of having wound everything down at the end of the Cold War, the average age being 60, and it taking many, many years to train the necessarily skilled people. But in terms of the new world order, the once again, you and I have discussed many times on InfoWars, and I know you do this without me as well, and Alex does, so he's not quite understanding it, no offense. He's a bit behind, unfortunately. The phrase that you'll immediately recognize that's on page 24 of this same document is confirmation that the Greater Eurasian Partnership, which the Russian foreign minister is talking about in a speech again today, is being done in cooperation and in parallel with the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative. Right. So there's some huge takeaways from this document. The Northern Sea Route, the cooperation intensified on thermonuclear weapons, and also the long-term global project between the Great Eurasian Partnership and the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative.
Yeah.
And these are huge, huge concepts. And you've got Blinken and Biden saying, oh, the Chinese are helping the Russians on machine parts and dyes to refurbish their national defense industrial base. And maybe they're just playing the game, trying to make the Europeans impose some sanctions on the Chinese. But it is leagues beyond that. Leagues,
right.
Like generations of involvement beyond that.
No,
far
yeah.
beyond anything to do with Ukraine.
Right,
Ukraine
right.
Is like
and you know, relating this, sorry to interrupt, Simon, but, you know, relating this to the Belt and Road Initiative and understanding how long that has been in operation and how these two things are developing on parallel tracks, the military cooperation and development with the economic unification sort of over this huge swath of land. Clearly, these people are operating on they're thinking generationally while America is playing catch up. In fact, maybe the best way to illustrate this is the story that came out yesterday. Biden-Harris Department of Energy official calls for queering nuclear weapons as part of radical DEI agenda. So while our actions in Ukraine are and sanctions are forcing our enemies, you know, into closer and closer alliance, Russia and China, really forced whether they want to or not, and it looks like they do want to. But even if they didn't, they're being forced to cooperate and integrate, you know, militaries into one another by the aggressiveness of America, and the people here in America are worried about whether or not the nuclear weapons are queer. So, yeah, it'll be a rainbow colored apocalypse coming very soon. Final thoughts, Simon. I do want to get to other callers, but tell us how people can find you and follow you.
Yes. So I'll be going through this document and covering the Kennedy speech along with the Harris speech and the Lavrov speech on Weaponized News. .com or Weaponized News on Rumble and Twitter at in a bumper show, an extended show from 6:30 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. But the thing that people should bear in mind is American State Department are asking the Russians to start renegotiating START 3, which is the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, version 2 of which is due to expire in a year and a half, which would take all the limits of nuclear weapon development, testing, and deployment. Mm. But the point is even if America and Russia have roughly negotiated a 5,500 warhead limit for each other, if Russia transfers all of their technology to China and China builds 5,000 nuclear warheads, then suddenly America is outnumbered not on a parity with Russia, but 2-1 in the alliance between Russia and China. So we can all rest assured that 1,500 nuclear warheads will be enough to destroy the world many times over.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, the best case scenario at this point is there's still survivors at the end of this. I mean, they really are pushing us towards a cataclysm that humanity has never experienced before. Thank you so much for the update, Simon. Incredibly informative, as always. Weaponizednews.com. You can tune into that at 6:30 tonight after the War Room. And again, we could spend the whole show on this. It does deserve to be at the top of our list because This is what they're pushing for. They're pushing for World War III, a nuclear armed conflict between America, Israel, and NATO, and Iran, Russia, and China. And again, just this week, the number of stories. I mean, there was a month ago that there was that flight, and then this week you've got the Biden, the revelation of the Biden memo talking about focusing more on China. You've got these stories, right? Ukraine says NATO is going to detonate nuclear weapons improvised from radioactive nuclear waste material and conventional explosives on nuclear power plant in Russia. Ukraine tried to attack Russian nuclear power plant, according to Putin. The IAEA has been notified of an attempt to strike on the facility in the Kursk region, the president has said. And this story is from yesterday, the 22nd of August. Lunatic Zelensky attacked a nuclear power plant. It's on fire. This is what the U.S. government, EU, and NATO and the rules-based order are supporting. And it goes on and on. Of course, Israel is suggesting, or Iran is suggesting, that Israel will attack its nuclear facilities the moment conflict breaks out in a real way between those two countries. There are lots of signals coming out that nuclear conflict is very much on the table, and not a lot of people are even talking about it, let alone telling you the real seriousness and the real warning that you need to know. Prepare now, folks. However you can, prepare now. Spread the word. All of this is a choice. All of this is the consequence of America's deranged geopolitical machinations. They're literally risking your life to continue to murder people in Ukraine. It is completely and utterly insane. And we don't even know how insane it is until somebody like Simon calls in and gives us the down and dirty from these internal discussions between Russia and China. Absolutely incredible stuff. Weaponizednews.com and just search Simon from Florida on X. Let's go out to the next caller now. Clown Car in Coney Island. Go ahead, Clown Car, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Harrison? I was just wondering, so when we fight, we win, right?
Usually.
Well, I'm saying that's their chanting point now. If you notice, like, what's silly is there's a chant after every other five words that somebody says, if you notice. Somebody must have said, hey, the way the Trump's rallies got so strong was they chanted a lot together. So you hear them all. They can't even chant USA together in sequence. But the best part was watching a Chinese kid wave a Puerto Rican flag in the middle of all the American flags. There was one Chinese kid waving a Puerto Rican flag. That's where they're going to attack first. But what I think is...
wait. I love that. That's the modern face of America is a Chinese kid waving a Puerto Rican flag. I mean, you see that and you think, America number one. Yeah, what a disgrace. Sorry to interrupt. Go on, Clown Car.
Not at all. So what we're talking about is when we fight, we win. But it's funny because they only bought up that domain name a couple of months ago. So that means that they weren't prepared for somebody to come in and buy. Ready? So when we fight, we win. When we lose, we cry. And that's exactly what they did with Hillary. They all sat there and cried. And they said, oh, man, we could have taken over the country. But you didn't. And guess what? You're going to cry again. And this time when you lose, I'm going to be standing there laughing in your face. That's it.
Oh, yeah. We will laugh. We will certainly laugh. And just to illustrate what you're saying here, just a pair of stories, one from yesterday in the DNC, one from a couple months ago. The one from yesterday, August 22nd, this progressive leader is 100% confident Trump would try to overturn a Harris win. He's a threat to democracy. He's a dictator. He's going to not accept the results. Now, it's hilarious because how would Trump even try to overturn a win? He's a private citizen. This doesn't even make any sense. And compare that to the story from February of this year, how Democrats could get disqualify Trump if the Supreme Court doesn't. Look, folks, they believe nothing. All they care about is power. And if they can get power by being hypocrites, then that's just what they got to do. And so, like, simultaneously and with no sense of irony, they are both strategizing how to disqualify Trump, whether that's kicking him off the ballot in Colorado or getting the Supreme Court to kick him off the ballot nationally or withholding information from him from the intelligence briefings that he should be getting, or just, you know, going in and by executive order and fiat, just like declaring martial law and arresting Trump on trumped up charges. And then simultaneous to that, they're warning you that Trump is not going to accept the results of the election. It sounds insane because it is, and our enemies are madmen.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from it, an injury, or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
A limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. We want to stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin, their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. But exactly the same technology can determine what you think about the government. You know, anger is a biological phenomena, just like disease. With this kind of surveillance, I mean, you watch a big president, a big leader, gives a speech on television. The television could be monitoring you and knowing whether you're angry or not, just by analyzing the cues, the biological cues coming from your body. Maybe even right now, the people who are watching us are being watched and analyzed. Are you angry about what you hear? Are you frightened? Are you bored? This is the kind of power that Stalin didn't have. You know, when Stalin gave a speech, everybody, of course, clapped their hands and smiled. Now, how do you know what they really think about Stalin? It's very difficult. You can't have a KGB agent following everybody all the time. Even if you do it, he's just watching your outside behavior. He doesn't really know what's happening in your mind. But in 10 years, the future Stalins of the 21st century, they could be watching the minds, the brains of all the population all the time. And also they will have the computing power to analyze all that.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Going back this week, a couple interesting, horrifying, devastating, infuriating stories came out about the poison in our food and water. They admitted that fluoride lowers your IQ in doses that are regularly found in U.S. tap water. Something we've been telling you for literally decades and been called crazy for it. Now, this literally goes back to the 60s. Our precious bodily fluids. I mean, it's like the core plot of Dr. Strangelove. This is how long this has been known, and yet for the last several decades, the government has added fluoride to the drinking water, knowing this full well. And because this is the case, this is the thing you have to understand. The purpose of an organization is what it does. If lowering your IQ or if putting fluoride in water lowers your IQ, that's not an unfortunate side effect. That's why they do it. Kind of like how if the immigrants invading the country are committing massive amounts of crime and impoverishing Americans, you know, that's why. That's why they're brought in. That's the purpose of the program. And if fluoride raised your IQ, it would never go in the water. That's the point I'm trying to make. If the immigrants were hardworking Norwegians, they would be stopped at the border and shipped back that day. The destruction, the poisoning, this is the purpose of all of these things. Okay? That was just one of them. The other big story is about microplastics being found in your brain. Because they're literally everywhere. They're in your balls, they're in your brain, they're in the freshly fallen snow on top of mountains in the Arctic. So it's everywhere now. The poison is ubiquitous. But I'm not here just to blackpill you. Quite the opposite, actually. And big shout out to Riker Polyester-Free Activewear at Riker Clothing. I didn't realize this was a corporate thing. I'm not endorsing them, but this is a very fantastic thread. A lot of talk about microplastics on the timeline. Many think it's impossible to avoid them. There's nothing I can do. Wrong. Here's 11 ways to mitigate your microplastic exposure without being too neurotic about it. Okay, one, stop using plastic water bottles. Obvious but important, a 2024 study from the National Academy of Sciences found around 240,000 microplastic particles in the average 1 liter water bottle. This is 10 to 100 times the previous estimated amount. Get yourself a high-quality stainless steel water bottle instead. Switch to plastic-free kitchen equipment is tip number two. Plastic spatulas and heated pans equals leaching microplastics. Also, a 2023 study found that using plastic cutting boards could expose you to up to 70 million microplastic particles per year. Opt for stainless steel or wood cooking equipment. Tip number three, use only stainless steel or cast iron pans. Non-stick pans are coated with Teflon, and when heated, toxic chemicals can leach from the Teflon into your food. Not only that, but a 2022 study found a scratch on your non-stick pan releases 2 million microplastic particles into your food. Tip number four, never microwave plastic. There is absolutely no microwave-safe plastic. Microwave-safe just means it won't fully melt. In a 2023 study, microwaving plastic for 3 minutes causes the release of up to 4.2 million microplastic particles. Tip number five, ditch your toxic Keurig. There's a few things that cause more microplastic shedding than heating plastics at a high temperature. If you're using a Keurig, it's time to stop. Opt for a fully stainless steel coffee maker or French press. Number six, switch to natural fiber bed sheets and pillows. You don't want to be sleeping in plastic. A 2022 study found that polyester bed sheets release over 4 million plastic microplastics per week. Switch to bedding and pillows made of natural fibers like organic cotton, linen, or wool. Tip number five, get a high-quality water filter, not mentioned in this thread, but might I add, from InfoWarsStore.com. While tap water has substantially less microplastics than bottled water, tap water is still a source of microplastics. It's an easy fix. Get a high-quality water filter like Berkey or Lifestraw or Alexa Pure Pro from InfoWarsStore.com. That's certified to filter out microplastics. Minimize processed food consumption is another obvious one. Stop wearing polyester clothing. That clothing releases 200,000 to 500,000 metric tons of microplastics into the water supply per year, just from the washing and the washing machines that happens. Again, opt for natural fibers. Choose plastic-free personal care products. You know, obviously, if anything you're rubbing on your face is being absorbed by your pores. 11 is a tip that I say pretty often, but it doesn't always come up on the lists of these things. Air filters. Get a high-quality air filter. Most people don't realize that microplastics aren't just leaching into your skin and water. They're actually airborne. Get a high-quality air purifier with HEPA-certified filter that can filter microplastic particles less than 5 millimeters. Might I suggest the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's it. No doom and gloom. No, just actionable tips. And many of these tips are one-time swaps that are easy to integrate into your life. Don't get blackpilled. There's plenty you can do to meaningfully reduce your microplastic exposure without being too neurotic about it. It's very easy. It's very simple. Yes, we have to work to get laws passed. Yes, we have to work to clean up this situation in a very real way from a centralized, authoritative source. We have to make the political changes to disincentivize companies from releasing plastics and also to clean up the plastics that are out there. While we work on achieving that, protect yourself by limiting and mitigating your exposure to plastics by getting a water filter, an air filter, and the one, you know, suggestion that just covers all this, replace plastics with natural fibers. It's as simple as that. Cotton versus polyester, glass versus plastic or rubber utensils or cooking implements in your kitchen. Just don't, you know, it might be a bit more expensive, but, you know, not that expensive, and certainly not when you're talking about removing millions upon millions of plastic particles from your diet. It's not that hard. Resist with everything you've got. Out to your phone call. Thunderwood in Wisconsin has called in about Kamala's speech. Go ahead, Thunderwood. Were you inspired? Were you uplifted? How'd you feel about it?
Yeah, I was super inspired by Kamala Harris's throat work speech last night. It was pretty amazing. She's really good at that, you know, and like, you know, they have the 30330 text message thing on the podium to sign up for their alert. And I counted that she had about 33 vice presidential, possible presidential titty bounces as she did her speech. And I was thinking maybe the Illuminati's trying to send us some sort of message.
You're doing the numerology, are you?
I think, yeah, and then I think her nails and her hair looked absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, so completely without substance, huh?
I don't know if I could take four years.
It's the best, you know, argument for voting on Donald Trump is listening to Kamala Harris's voice for any period of time. It's like, my God, you really want this shrieking harpy to condescend to you for the next 4 years? It's awful. It's awful. Final thoughts, Thunderwood?
Yeah, and then I noticed sometimes I spoke with you earlier this week about possible AI face filters being used live time, and I noticed a couple times when they corrected the error with the camera that when they walked in front of their face went in front of the telephone.
We're getting some AI interference right now. That was kind of crazy. What is going on, fellas? All right, I'm sorry, we sort of lost you there, Thunderwood, but we'll go on to the next caller. I'm not sure what that was, if I was the only one hearing that. That was crazy. Thank you very much for the call, Thunderwood. All very good points, of course. Aaron from Minnesota, what we could do to stop the steal? Oh, Aaron from Michigan. Sorry, go ahead.
That's fine. Minnesota is not too far away from me. But starters, I buy X3 and the Brain Force. And I'm going to tell you what, that Brain Force really works better than any energy drink I ever had. And your Alexa Pure water filters. I swear by those three products.
Fantastic.
And also,
well,
congratulations, Aaron, we
got to go to break. I was hoping you would just say your piece there and then we'd go to break. But, you know, you plugged. So now I have to hold you over and give you time on the other side because we love when people plug. You go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. We'll be back for more phone calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious deadliest time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack. But we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible. And it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get bodies today.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Afternoon, Aaron from Michigan. It's Michigan, right? Aaron from Michigan, go ahead.
Right.
Thank you for plugging X3 water filters. Really appreciate that. Go ahead, and if our callers can be as quick as possible, we'll get to as many as possible. Aaron, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, first, I want to congratulate you on your interview with Kamala Harris.
Thank you. But, yeah, big get for us.
I wondered if you're. I'm wondering if you're familiar with Jay Valentine from Fractal Web.
I know that name for sure, yeah.
Okay, well, he created a database using his quantum technology that actually exposes not only dirty voter rolls, but people that it's not possible they exist to vote. I've looked through his stuff quite a bit, and he estimates, and I think it's true by my hours and hours of study, that there's 500,000 illegitimate voters in each state. Oh. And he actually, it looks like Wisconsin's purging 140,000 illegitimate voters because of his technology. And I'm just wondering why I haven't heard anything about it on your show. I watch InfoWars a lot, and I haven't heard them talk about this this at all. It's just by chance that I stumbled upon it. But also, what you can do is you can go on his site, Omega, the number 4, America.com, and you can find your where you vote at, and you can find the dirty ballots. And because they're all mail-in, because these people don't exist,
right.
And go to your local Secretary of State office
and demand that they throw those ballots out with the information that you present them. And by law, they're obligated not to count those votes.
Right.
So you're looking at 500,000 in every state. Trump would win by a landslide that way. There'd be no way for him to steal the election.
Fascinating. Yeah, I haven't looked into that. Jay Valentine, OmegaForAmerica.com. I will look into that. And again, it just makes me think of the all of the technology we have, all of the surveillance, all of the various ways that, you know, various AI companies, Palantir and all these others, are sweeping up our data in massive amounts and collating it and coming to conclusions about it. There should be no reason why a single voter roll should be incorrect. Like, there's so much, there's so many different tactics available to determine who lives where and who does what. And it's like, it'd be one thing if we had all the surveillance and everything was nice and all the criminals were in jail and all the votes were legitimate. And it's like, instead, we have all this surveillance. It's exclusively used to go after, like, people who are standing outside of abortion clinics or protesting the murder of children in the UK. And it's like, the obvious conclusion is that this is a choice. They're choosing to have voter rolls filled with hundreds of thousands of illegitimate voters because that's part of their plans, part of their tactic. The purpose of a program is what it does. Very good points, Aaron, and I will take a look into that particular organization. Thank you for that suggestion. Let's go to Joey in Georgia now on line 9, giving illegals free housing. Yeah, the $30,000 for illegals, another $25,000 on top of that from the federal level, and nothing for Americans. Joey, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, Harrison, I've been seeing ads on YouTube of a lovely young lady informing Americans of how they too can have benefit from some of these programs set up to fund illegals. And I'm torn between being upset that people would siphon away from a dying system, yet at the same time, I'm upset that the government has put people in such dire circumstances that they feel the need to take advantage of situations like that.
Yeah, you know, it maybe it's not that bad of an idea. Go to, some town just over the border, lose your ID, come wandering across. And not only will you be given a place to stay and a free apartment for a little while and a phone and a package of cash and a debit card and health care and child care and everything else the illegals are being provided that are not being provided to the American people, but you could get, you know, $55,000 off your new down payment to the house that you don't qualify for. So really just, you know, seems like crossing the border is like winning the lotto. Being born an American is like, I don't know, being a slave in the mines. It's, you know, we get nothing, they get everything. It's blatant. It's egregious. It's because they hate Americans.
It absolutely is.
I mean, this is the thing. It's like, it, you know, I always think of the It's Always Sunny line when they ask Frank, why wouldn't you vote for Hillary Clinton? He's just like, she hates freedom. And it's like a funny line. Because it's like, she hates freedom. What the hell are you doing? Who hates freedom? That doesn't even make... But like, no, these people, they hate freedom. They hate America. Like, it's they hate Americans. Why else would you set up a system like this? You don't love these people. You see them as something to be exploited, and you resent them for allowing you to exploit them. It's evil. It's very, very, very evil. And it's very strange that the people who despise our country are ruling our country. Let's go. Thank you very much for the call, Joey. It's disturbing that this is the world we live in. Let's go to Tony in Wisconsin now. Digital ID. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. So you guys need to play Rocco Elliott, Red 40 is the name of the song on your show. That'd be amazing. But yeah, so we all want voter ID, right? So let's push digital ID, and now if we want to vote, we all have to accept a digital ID to vote. And it's pretty simple, actually, and really upside down, I guess.
Problem, right? Reaction, solution. No, they literally already did this in the 90s. In the 90s, there was a push for a real ID. There was opposition to it, going, we don't need electronic IDs. This is invasive. And other people going, but we have this big problem with illegal immigrants. If we get real ID, then the immigrants won't be able to get jobs, and they'll have to go home, so implement real ID, and that'll solve the immigration crisis. They implement real ID, the immigration crisis gets 100 times worse, right? So it'll be the same thing. Oh, we just need digital ID, and then our elections will be secure, and we'll get digital ID, and we'll be enslaved in the beast system, and the elections will be stolen right out from under our noses like they are now. And it's the same. It's problem, reaction, solution, but the solution is, in fact, just another set of problems. So it's an infinite loop that ends in our death. Thanks for the call, John. Tony, thanks for the call. John in Ontario is up now. The Pet Goat 2 video we've talked about and showed some clips from on this show not too long ago, but you say there's some symbolism there that makes you think of Kamala. Go ahead, John, you're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison, thanks for having my call. I always wondered, in the opening scene, Bush turns into Obama, Obama's there, then the girl drops the apple, the lotus comes out of the apple, and then Obama gets all nervous. And when they were waiting for his endorsement of Kamala, there was this indication that he was kind of nervous about endorsing her. And then that made me think, hey, in that video, I Pet Goat 2, yeah, he looks nervous. So the apple opens up, and of course the name Kamala means lotus. Mm. And the symbol of there is like the fertility and all this. And it goes back to the fact that the girl who drops the apple is Revelation 12. She's got the moon at her feet and she's got 12 stars at her head and she's clothed in the sun. So the iron mixed with the clay, it says, will be the last kingdom. And the last kingdom is, of course, this mix between the serpent seed and the seed of the woman. And this makes Obama nervous because he's not sure about whether or not he wants to, you know, accept this alliance between two factions that have been warring for so long. And I think that's the great danger that we're walking into right now. Symbolically, what it's saying is that everyone is going to come after those people who really believe in truth. Everybody's going to turn on them. Doesn't matter who they are, as long as they're not secure in truth. So that's what I see.
Fascinating, man. I don't know what to make of this video. Is it incredibly deep and like intricate? And are there symbols to be uncovered here, or is it just like you throw enough stuff at the wall and something sticks? Because you're right. I mean, it seems to. I mean, the fact that the lotus flower and that's what Kamala's name means. I mean, the symbolism is almost overbearing at certain points. It's pretty astonishing. People who don't know, Pet Goat 2 is the CGI film. When did it come out? Like 2003 or something, right? Or it must have been 8 because it was after Obama. But yeah, a lot of bizarre symbolism that seems to hint at things that happened after this came out. Pretty interesting stuff. Pretty incredible stuff. And worth revisiting every once in a while. See where in the timeline we are. Folks, that's about going to do it for us here at American Journal for this week. We'll be back, of course, on Monday. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show. That begins in 90 seconds. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us in the fight and on the air and get yourself a supplement that can improve your life in a variety of different ways and ways you don't even know until you try. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Take advantage of the sales. Get yourself a product. Keep us on the air. And have a wonderful weekend, everyone. See you on Monday.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout, or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.